This is Lisa Stone for Parenting Aces. I'm here at the John McEnroe Academy with Guy Fritz, whose son, Taylor, is going to be playing in the U.S. Open Juniors. And I want to just ask you, Guy, how has it been to watch him go through his junior tennis career and now have this incredible opportunity to play at the U.S. Open?
It's phenomenal to see him develop over the years. And he just mentioned that he'd like to play the U.S. Open a few months ago. And I said, Taylor, how are you going to do that? I said, you got to win Kalamazoo or win the clay courts or something. And somehow they won the doubles at Kalamazoo, and he finished sixth in the nation, in the tournament. And then he's four in the nation. They gave him a wild card. It was really amazing.
And so what is he doing to prepare, since this is like an, oh my gosh, this is really happening kind of thing? How does one prepare on such a short notice for something this great?
Well, believe it or not, he had 8 or 9 days, and he went with a trainer, and he probably had his best week of practice he's ever had. He got 3 good college players to play with, and we got out here early, and he, you know, get rid of the jet lag, and I think he's going to be ready to play on Friday.
Where are you guys from?
We're from San Diego, California. Actually, Rancho Santa Fe, a little bit north.
I know exactly where that is. I used to live in L.A., so yeah, that's great. And so as a parent, watching your child kind of come through this process, how has your role changed over the years through his development in terms of your day-to-day involvement with him or when he's playing a tournament? How do you see your role changing?
As he gets older, he's getting a little more mature. I used to play on the tour, and his mother was top 10 in the world at one time, so we've tried to help him, and he's 15 years old, and he wants to try to do things on his own, so he's going to have to learn a lot of things on his own, and I just try to adjust. I'm the ball picker-upper now.
That's a good role for you. So how have you and your wife used what you learned as professional tennis players to help Taylor go through the process? Because for a lot of parents who don't have that history to draw upon or that knowledge to draw upon, I'm sure you can imagine how challenging it is. Even with your knowledge, do you still find kind of the navigation of junior tennis to be something that you have to consciously pay attention to and work at, or is it similar to what you came up with?
Well, we're very lucky, you know, being from California, we've got great weather, and we're able to have a court at our house, and I've tried to help him avoid some of the mistakes and the pitfalls of playing too much tennis, training too hard. He plays less probably than anybody else that is highly ranked, and because he's growing so much, and he's growing fast, and so we kind of think that less is better now.
That's a great point. I actually just had a mom ask me to do an article on that point of taking time off and avoiding burnout and all of that. Is burnout something that has been a concern for you in terms of helping him develop his training schedule and tournament schedule, or has that not been an issue yet?
It hasn't been too bad an issue because he played all the sports. He even played basketball last year for the high school team his freshman year, so he always had those breaks. And we monitor that. We want to make sure that he doesn't play too many tournaments. And so we've been lucky in that regard.
How have you drawn on your own playing experience and translating it as a parent in terms of what your parents may or may not have done well when you were coming up as a junior?
Well, my parents never pushed me in tennis. They encouraged you in whatever you did and would come out and watch you, but never pushed you, never put any pressure on you, let you do what you wanted. And I've tried to do the same thing. And, so far it's working out okay. You just have to keep changing with things almost on a daily basis.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us, and best of luck to Taylor during the Open.
Thank you so much. That's my pleasure.